Your needs are your own, nigga. Take care of your own fucking needs. If you need somebody else to take care of your needs, you're losing at life, okay? Find out where you're most centered, where you're most at peace, where you're most happy. Learn how to get there as often as you need, because we're not going to always be happy all the time. And then you're going to have beautiful relationships, not just romantic relationships, relationship with everyone. Nobody can fulfill your need for you, because that's fucking ridiculous. Because then if, well, they're not meeting my needs, I'm out. I'm putting on lotion. I'm tired of all the comments talking about my ashiness. And we're getting hundreds and thousands of them, so.
As they should.
Welcome.
Hey.
To Aleku.
Hey.
Where we party and have fun, MC Shailelu. Roll the clip. Hey, oh, I'm so tired of these niggas talking shit. What you got for me today?
Today, I had this question that I came up with my beautiful brain.
And sure you did.
That is, which quality do you think most benefit a relationship? Honesty, an open mind, or compassion?
Okay, so I'll tell you what doesn't benefit a relationship.
But that's not what I ask.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Honesty does not benefit a relationship, because you can't handle the truth. Mm-hmm. Most people can't handle the truth. Mm-hmm. If a woman tells a man what they're really thinking,
that nigga gonna lose his mind.
And if a man tells a woman what he's really thinking,
that bitch gonna cheat.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Or is it the vice versa? Anyways, so when, what else can you can be honest about? You can't be honest about what you really feel in the moment, because they might be fleeting emotions. They're not like permanent. But if you say, if you're honest, or let's say
that's true,
your girl or your boyfriend wakes up and is like, oh, baby, do I look good in this or whatever the fuck that I'm wearing for work or whatever? You go,
no.
Yes, you do. But if you tell her, no, you don't. If you tell him, no, you don't. What the fuck you wearing this tie for?
Insecurities, bah.
Correct. So honesty is never the right policy in a relationship. Everywhere else, yes.
So in any relationship, whether it's platonic or whether it's friendships, yeah. I don't think...
Don't tell the truth the whole time.
Like you said, people can't handle the truth, it seems.
There's a reason why a lie exists. Use it. So, and then you said, what is it?
Open mind. And
open mind, it only works, it's only one-sided. Mm-hmm. If the woman is open-minded, then the guy can have threesomes, fuck other bitches and stuff like that. But if the woman is open... No, if the man is open-minded, he's a cuck. His bitch is getting fucked by everybody. He's like, yeah, I kept an open mind.
Open mind is not just about sexual. Like, you could just be open-minded.
I'm just listing the many ways those things can go wrong. So don't use them.
What about the many ways they can go right? Yeah, you cynic motherfucker.
No, the negatives do not... outweigh the positive.
Why would it be a positive of having an open mind in a relationship?
Let's say a man likes his butt eaten.
Oh, that's not... You're going sexual.
Why? Okay,
fine. What if... Keep an open mind, honey. I like sucking toes. Okay, let me stop.
Okay.
Okay, non-sexual when it comes
open. Open-minded. Go ahead. Yeah, tell me, nigga.
Open-minded meaning... Shit.
Go ahead.
Open mind when you're in a relationship, to keep an open mind about...
He has anger issues. I'm open minded about that. Get your ass beaten every fucking day. She's been open minded.
You're cynic. You're being cynic.
Find me a positive.
Open minded when it comes to, oh, hey, let's try this new restaurant. I don't eat Chinese food. I'm like, come on, you need to keep an open mind, honey. And then he goes and tries out...
See how food. Lame it sounds?
Listen, he tries out Chinese food and says, oh, shit. Now I'm going to try out Chinese pussy. And then he goes and cheat.
See?
That's a positive.
There's no positives. And then, let's just say, oh, like the woman, the guy says, hey, I'm not working. I'm broke. Can you like pay the bills? Like, yes, I'll keep an open mind. You've been a very supportive husband. 5 weeks later, nigga, you a bum. Get the fuck off the couch. You know what? I'm leaving. Blah, blah, blah. Nothing open-minded works. It has to be closed-minded.
There has to be something.
One way or the highway. That's how it is in a relationship. So the only thing that works is compassion.
You think compassion is
the
most...
Absolutely. Benefits? Compassion is the most beautiful thing that will help in a relationship.
Okay. How? Give me the positive of being compassionate.
You can let everything slide if you're compassionate.
That's being a pushover.
Not being a pushover. You're compassionate, trying to have understanding. That's not open-minded, by the way. Compassion helps you care to an extent that will allow you to foster growth. And love. So be compassionate.
What if compassion just turns you into a people pleaser?
That's not compassion. That's you feeling your insecurities of being alone.
I'm a psychiatrist. Compassion is the winner here.
Yes.
Compassion towards what? Whom? Like, I don't... Give me an example. A no jokey joke example. A real example.
Being compassionate is about showing care and understanding.
Mm-hmm. So if your girl says, baby...
I'm on my period.
No. Shadi goes, baby, what you said to me, this is so awful. Now it's your turn to be compassionate. Goes, oh, baby, I understand. I won't
compassion, do it again. Compassion doesn't mean being stupid. Then I'm like, an example. I understand you're being ridiculous right now, and I'm choosing compassion in dealing with this situation.
Instead of beating your ass.
Yeah, it's like, put you in your place. Ah. We do not advocate for violence toward women. Disclaimer. So yeah, compassion wins. Oh, I'm so smart. What's your answer?
I pick three things I actually disagree with.
All three of them you don't like? You don't agree works in a relationship?
Like, most benefit. Well, I guess the question is phrased, yeah. Most benefit would be...
Compassion.
But if we're being honest, I think whatever would hold up a relationship is...
Compassion.
The understanding of each other's roles.
Compassion.
And accepting them. I think that...
But that wasn't part of the...
I know, that was the wild card. I was going to say, fuck you, you're all wrong. This is the one.
Oh my God.
Understanding of each other's roles. I think that's what... Like, and no relationship is going to work. I strongly believe... No relationship will ever work, mm-hmm. ever work, unless y'all understand each other's roles and accept them. Y'all know where y'all fit in each other's lives and mm-hmm. are okay with it.
Compassion.
And more than okay, you're happy with it.
Yes.
That's what leads to a successful relationship. Otherwise, you end up staying with the person out of desperation and you're miserable and blah, 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 blah.
And then
you
become spiteful and then the shit just goes down the drain.
Yeah, so...
So a relationship is a transaction. You have something that I need.
That's what it is.
I have something that you need. If there's actually love there, we can foster, some growth and you know. But if there's no love and like I'm just with this bitch for money and she's just with me for a big dick, then mm-hmm. once that shit is gone, there's no relationship.
You got nothing.
I love it. Mm-hmm. We're such gurus. Buy our courses on how to keep a man or woman, depending on how you swing. Mm-hmm. Right now, available on
Amazon.
No, it's Pornhub. A course. So, free in our website, click the link below.
freelearning@twintents.com. Well, that's an email.
freelearning@twintents.com/help me save my relationship. No, that's a long thing.
I'm going under a dry spell right now and would like some pussy.
Or some dick, because I'm a woman too and needs a relationship advice. You can't.
We're inclusive. We're inclusive.
Correct.
We're all inclusive. We're
like no prejudice over here.
We're a buffet of racist jokes, sexist jokes, misogynistic jokes, misandrist jokes.
Jokes?
Oh, we're being...
We're kidding. It's fucking satire, guys. Or bad comedy, at least, you know? So
I'll take that. Bad comedy.
Yeah,
bad
I'll take it. Bad comedy. It's still cool.
But you heard it here first. I have this question for you. Mm-hmm. Why do you, because a lot of people, like, when you talk to psychiatrists, they talk about fucking meeting your partner's needs, understanding your partner's needs, and how to meet them. To me, that just sounds like a recipe for failure. Because people's needs change throughout their lives, and even throughout their relationships. So, mm-hmm. you have to keep up with your partner's needs, and if you can't, what happens? Your relationship is just over?
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Your needs are your own, nigga. Take care of your own fucking needs. If you need somebody else to take care of your needs, you're losing at life, okay? You need to take care of yourself. Find out where you're most centered, where you're most at peace, where you're most happy. Stay there. Learn how to get there as often as you need, because we're not gonna always be happy all the time. It's fine, whatever. All that bullshit. Like, find it. Know how to keep it. Know how to get back to it. And then you're gonna have beautiful relationships, not just relationship with everyone. So nobody can fulfill your need for you, because that's fucking ridiculous. Because then they're not meeting my needs, I'm out. Like, that's ridiculous. Okay. Find your happiness, find your actual purpose, your safe space, not the fucking bullshit woke way, but like your real source of happiness, your real center. Once you get there, You're going to live a fruitful life, a happy life, and you don't got to worry about finding a motherfucker to make you happy. That's ridiculous.
But sometimes you need help from other people, no?
You learn from other people, and people will help you.
Okay, humans have this need for companionship. How do you achieve companionship solo?
You achieve companionship you can't mm-hmm. achieve companionship solo. Mm-hmm. You get to a place where you understand yourself and you understand what you require from companionship. If it's just to not be lonely, losing. If it's just like, oh yeah, I enjoy talking to this person. I like their smile. I like the way, you know, whatever the fuck it is you like about them. You appreciate them. If you appreciate the person, okay, then you have a better way of navigating a relationship. Like, I still appreciate it. If you don't appreciate the person, you just want to take to make yourself happy. Failure.
Okay.
Oh, this is such a relationship podcast. I should be a guru.
I agree with you. Only caveat is, like, I think there... I don't think you should get in a relationship strictly for your needs to be met. Because once those things are not being met, the person got to keep up with that shit. And then if they can't keep up with that shit, like, how can you build something permanent with someone if the relationship is dependent on your needs? And we know, and we all agree with that, people's needs change, right? Yeah. So, in that sense, I don't think relationships should be based on needs, on each other's needs. And that's just fucking retarded. Yeah. Unless people's needs are just set and they're never going to change the relationship, go right the fuck ahead. Have that symbiotic relationship.
Which doesn't really make sense, because once a need is met, you no longer have that. Therefore, if that person cannot fulfill another need that needs to be met, then you're going to find someone else to fulfill that. And then that's when people like go back and forth between partners and all that thing.
Shit, that's a good one too. So, we woke up here. I think there are other social needs that we have that we'll just rely on other people for, like friendships. Or,
yeah.
Mentorship or whatever mm-hmm. else, right? Mm-hmm. And those are okay, because
mm-hmm.
then you just need to know, oh, where this person fits in my life. Not when it comes to relationship. I'm talking about like your other needs that are outside of a romantic relationship,
mm-hmm.
where I could go, I need to have fun by going out, and I need to go out with people and feed off their energy, whatever. Those are what friends for. Or I need someone to show me the ropes in this industry that I'm interested in. That's what a mentorship is for.
Yeah,
I think those are okay. I think it's okay to know what your needs are and go about it to take care of them, mm-hmm. right? Those relationships could be permanent or temporary. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to a relationship, where you're supposed to be building something permanent with someone, should never be built on something that's not permanent, like your needs.
Oh, somebody getting angry right there.
No. This is my thought process. My thought process is, like, your idea of someone is always greater than who they are. Until you get to know them,
mm-hmm.
then you actually know the truth. Yeah. So,
most of the time, your idea is wrong, pretty much.
Most of the time, your idea is wrong.
Not like wrong, but like not as accurate as reality. Yeah. But continue.
So I just think the relationship part should come after you get to know someone.
Mm, okay.
That's at least how I see life. So that's just me. All this.
We're giving real relationship advice here, guys. We're saving love. We're saving marriages. We're saving relationships.
We're getting serious, y'all, boys.
We're saving cucks. Oh, my God.
Throw a joke in there somewhere. Come on. It's too serious. Say something.
Butt eating.
Butt eating. Carpet munching.
Carpet munching.
You motherfucking munch.
All right, nigga. Next question. What's the next question?
What the fuck was I thinking about? Oh, damn. Okay. We ever see a pro-black person? It's Black History Month, y'all. So, you ever see a pro-black person? Mm-hmm. I'm pro-black.
Mm-hmm.
I love black people. Black excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Everything black.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're with a white bitch or a non-black bitch. And vice versa. You see a girl saying pro-black this, pro-black that, but her nigga ain't black.
Compensating.
Right? Compensating? That's mm-hmm. your takeaway? Mm-hmm. Like they're compensating for some mm-hmm. shit? Okay.
But, let's be real, guys. Oh! I was actually going through that thought yesterday or the day before. So check this out.
Checking.
People who care about interracial couples are fucking weird and most likely are fucking racist. And then here's why. I personally was born and raised in Haiti. It was all black people.
Black country.
Yeah, black. So we only knew black people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I would watch movies, that's the only time that I saw white people. But I never thought, this is a white person, I am black, whatever. I never thought, I'm like, oh, this is someone who's different. Like Tom Cruise, like, what was my favorite actor, right? So I went to my parents' jobs. They worked for this company. And I saw, like, one of the few executives or the bosses or whatever. He had long hair. I'm like, oh, my God, that's Tom Cruise. I did not think in my head that that's a white guy. I'm like, no, this is a Tom Cruise. This is Tom Cruise, right? So when we moved to the U.S., and I'm around white people, I'm like, these people look a little bit different than me in real life. Mm-hmm. But I never thought, like, oh, me being black makes me less than them, mm-hmm. right? So I always thought, okay, I came from a place where it was a bunch of people that look like me. Now I'm in this place that has other type of people that don't look like me. But I've never taken in consideration their race, like whether I should talk to them because of their race, mm-hmm. whether I should dismiss them because of their race. I've dated non-black women. Their race never crossed my mind. Well, what crossed my mind was like, oh, this person is cool, or she got a fat ass, or whatever the fuck it is. It was never like, oh,
race this person. Race was never a factor in you deciding to be with them.
Correct. Yeah. So when and don't get me wrong, some people do make choices based on like, oh, this is a white bitch, or this is a white guy. I want to be with them. I don't want to date a black nigga or whatever.
I want biracial babies.
Right. That do exist. But in general, when people are choosing a mate and they happen to be a different race, I like to believe like most of the time, they're not choosing them because of that race. They're choosing them because of what they offer them. Like or what they offer to the relationship. It's not about like the race. Oh my God, I need me a white bitch. Like they're all those for people. Me, like, so for me, I never saw a race because like I'm like, all of my friends are black.
So going over what you're saying, like, for me, I've strictly dated black women. Like, I've been in 4 or 5 relationships. They've all been black. I didn't choose, I'm only doing black women.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a conscious choice to only date black women.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm sure for you, that's what you were saying. Yeah. It was never a conscious choice to date.
Yeah.
I'm dating other
women. It just so happened the people that I was interested in, and I've only dated 2 non-blacks. Everybody else that I've talked to or tried to holler at or whatever, they were all black. So
it's not a conscious choice.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
I'm dating white bitches, Hispanic bitches.
So people who are against interracial relationships are fucking racist.
That's some weird shit.
I'm gonna throw racist in there. I'm talking to you, Dr. Umar. Just kidding.
Whoa. We don't.
I like that nigga. Dr. Umar
keep
is the most woke nigga.
Keep preaching the good word. Keep preaching the good word, doctor.
But his perspective is completely different than just like, you know, dating for love or whatever. He's thinking about it in a socioeconomic. That's a whole different discussion that I'm not wise enough to speak on. But
yeah, we're not wise enough to speak on. Throw me into that bus too.
I know you're pretty dumb.
All this to say, if race is a component. It's a factor in your
decision to choose a partner.
To choose a mate, that's I don't know. That's kind of wild to me, just based on my life experience. Like choosing some other than like, what need do you have that race has to play a factor in? Like what like, oh, he needs to be black because black strong. Okay.
Or I need me a Haitian man because they know how to cook. Bitch, you can't feed yourself.
Okay. All right. We're alienating people now. We don't want to make enemies, okay?
Niggas choose Haitian women because they know how to cook and they take care of men. Bitch, you can take care of yourself.
You're an individual at the end of the day. Whatever makes you happy, do that. We really don't care if you date white or black and you're whatever.
Judge you.
No. You could do you. You could do you. Do you. Do you.
I'm judging.
Do you, guys. Do you. Date white bitches, black bitches, purple bitches, alien bitches, any kind of bitches.
They are
just
kind
not
of
kids. Some... Just not kids.
Yeah. That one is off limits.
Off limits. Yeah, that you get judged for and you get fucked up over, okay?
Absolutely.
But date whatever the fuck you want. Gay, straight, bi.
Pink. On the inside.
Trans. Do whatever you need to do to get... Life is already miserable.
Only if they disclose their trans status. If they didn't,
so run. If let's say you went on a date with a girl and then she's like, by the way, I'm trans. You'd be like, oh. Would you be like, oh, thank you for letting me know. I'm no longer interested. Goodbye. Or would you be like, why didn't you tell me that shit before?
There's no point in getting angry. I'd be like, oh, thank you for telling me now. I'll sit down and have a conversation just because I'm like, I want to dissect people. Not literally. But
okay, Dexter.
I would sit down and have a conversation. I'm like, okay, just so you know, I'm not interested in dating a trans person, nor am I interested in like having any form of relationship with a trans person. But since I'm here and I like to make the best of my days, tell me your story behind all this shit. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you date a trans person? What if she looks just like a woman? She looks like the full package, the type of bitches you're usually attracted to.
Keyword, looks like a woman. She's not a woman.
What makes her a woman? What makes a woman a woman? The ability to give life.
No.
Okay.
So it's a pretty straightforward thing. A woman have these components and a man has these components.
Okay, but that's why you have a mechanic to remove certain components.
Right. You're removing certain components. Okay. What makes a Mercedes a Mercedes and a Toyota a Toyota? They have strictly different things.
Okay, what if you take everything off, you just have the frame, and then you take everything off the Mercedes and you put it in
the Toyota frame? Still not a Mercedes, that's the thing. It's a Toyota frame with Mercedes components.
Okay, so well, what makes a woman a woman?
It's clear, like there's nothing to kind of like figure out. A woman is a woman, a man is a man. We're two distinct beings. It's pretty simple. But, I'm trying to use mind tricks to confuse y'all niggas.
Not gonna lie, it's pretty simple. You didn't say much, but it resonated.
I mean, it's pretty simple. Like even you know how people say, "Oh, masculine energy, feminine energy." There's a duality of things for a reason. There's a reason for all of that shit. So okay. Don't try to come up with your own perversion of reality. Yeah, it's weird.
Whoa!
Perversion. Do you understand what the word perversion means? Like you're twisting something.
Social media has taught me it's a terrible and a hateful word. So I'm siding on the side of caution.
Nah, they're like twisting reality. It's a duality to things.
They? Who's they you talking about?
People. The government.
Okay.
George Soros.
I don't know if like that.
So. I'm just fucking around. I don't know. I just throw it out.
Conspiracy anyway, works. Before we make any enemies, we're out of here, man.
I support everybody.
Just don't tell me what to do.
Yes.
Per se.
Pretty much. Don't live your life. Be as crazy as you want or not.
As long as you're not hurting anybody.
Correct.
Just don't piss on my head and tell me it's Gatorade. Gatorade. Ciao.
Nice callback. Ayo, I'm so tired of these niggas talking shit. I am.